Run away, run away, run away. Whoa, run away, Jim. harder, and I'm falling into a deep.
was a dream I had, though rather hard to keep. For when my eyes were watching hers, they closed, and I was still asleep. For when my hand was holding hers, she whispered words and I awoke, and faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of who never spoke. And I awoke, and faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of who never spoke. The face I saw was far beneath the surface of the sea. My sight was poor, but I was sure the sirens sang this song for me. They dance above me as I sink. I see them through a crystal haze and hear their sweet sound bouncing round the never-ending coral maze. The crystal haze and hear them bouncing round the room, the never-ending coral maze. Then before and now once more I'm bouncing round the room.
Tap time and once again I'm bouncing round the room. Tap time and once again I'm bouncing round the room. Tap time and
once again I'm bouncing round the room. That time and once again I'm bouncing round the room.
Embarrassed with failure, I try. course that match went hell ready to burst. Trauma engulfing my dream. Invaded to what was an unguarded scene. The torrent of helplessness swept me away to the cavern of shame and the hall of dismay. Inside me, a voice was repeating the phrase: "You've lost it. You'll never get out of this maze." Look at out of space.
space. Never get out of space. Never get out of space. Never get out of space.
Late one fall night at a fairground near town, when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb. Then the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak. And he stood looking down at the innocent girl as she stared at the bucket bewildered. Till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist. And she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high. And a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean. To spat, to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder, and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses, and the people, and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They'd flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air. With the earth far below them, they'd tumble and dive through the clouds. Joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves swooped open and swallowed her whole as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.
wind blows high. Thank you.
glad that you'll arrive. And we're glad, 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 glad. And we're glad, glad, glad that you're a glide. You'll arrive. And we're glad, 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 glad. And we're glad, glad, glad that you're glad. You'll arrive. And we're glad, 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 glad. And we're glad, glad, glad that you're a we'll be right back.
the north where the oceans freeze. Spent 3 long months on the open sea. Travel to the scene, I can take no more. To my ship it crowned, I'll crush ashore. How was I to know that day that the winds had swept me Wilson's way? Soon towards me from the east came Wilson and his men on Malty B. Hey! Face, and I quickly learned the pressure was an evil place. They tied it to a chair with a giant clip and held a piece of paper to my tender lip. Then they tossed the chair in a tiny shack and told me not to worry because I'd soon be back. I loosened up the bands while my hands were lashed and ran towards the cool where my boat was sat. I'm thinking, oh, Wilson, someday I'll kill you till you die. Oh, Wilson, punch you in the eye. I was loose. I chose a piece of paper to some real abuse. Maybe end up hanging from the nearest tree. So angrily I bound to the open sea. But the sea was eager to feed me back. And the waves grew huge and deadly black. And the gray clouds tumbled over my head. And I feared in my heart that I'd soon be dead. And the dismal fog began at last. It opened up before my eyes, and there I saw to my surprise chains and specks of violets grew. The palm trees dipped in seagulls wood, and I parked my kayak on a stool. Yelled across the ocean to his evil crew. I said, whoa, Wilson, someday I'll kill you till you die. Whoa, Wilson, punch you in the eye. Wilson, kill you till you die. Whoa, Wilson, punch you in the eye.
I didn't know. Well, I didn't like cheeseburger alley cats near me. A petrified fish disease, I wish somebody'd hear me. I didn't like maple dew, honey melon, watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss you when you kissed my honey water. And either showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. But who laid silver tooth and broke my sunny shoe shine? And all my plastic melon dreams are waiting for the new shine.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes. Taken just before he died.
But you can give me his
hide.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, bare soul for you right now on the trombone. Would you please welcome the little beast boy himself, Little John, the Friar, Tubbs, Henrietta, Vielbeck. Got troubles with your ear, and you can't seem to come back and make it all clear. When I tails and toenails and liquid all meet me, when mustard pies and carrot eyes and flounders come greet me.
I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Taken
just before he died, but you can give me his heart.
Thank you.
scribbling in mirror math. I soon was lost in Bondi Beach, without a feather, gray or white, to tickle that piano wish. Hearing that I must expose my worms to holographic age, I might have been an error route and spawned in her new market room. I pulled a witch from out the dish and turned the face of her in dust. She made smile with teeth and gleam, the weapons in their hooks revolve. I detected their prosthetic green. I gulped and filled my loins to dull. Several glimpses beneath, of the darkness, the light from above could not reach. I spied wings of reason, herself taking flight, and upon yonder precipice saw her own light, and glare back at me one last look of dismay, as if she were the last one she thought I'd betrayed. Drawn quite close to the top of the shelf, I struggled with destiny upon the land, and gasping, defeated, he slipped off the edge. Silence contagious in moments like these, consuming and strengthened my will to appease. Passion that sparked me one terrible night, and shock that persuaded my soul to ignite. We'll be right back.
better, I said to myself,
and drawing quite close to the top of the shelf,
I struggled with destiny up on the ledge,
and gasping defeated, he slipped off the edge.
And silence, contagious in moments like these,
consume me and strengthen my will to appease
the passion that sparked me one terrible night,
and shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
Thank you. was the floor of the water. River tide flowed to a stream. River's the beginning of a verse that perfume glide with a ring. Press a razor to a slide, cross a needle with a thrill. I need deep in the motel tub. I said a river like a ladle from a lip. Yeah, dip, oh, sip. River like a bag with a lipstick perfume. Water to a farmer in a truck. Yeah, with a machine, with a machine on the prow. In a case, like a boulder in the water. Oh, tie cable to a tree. I put a nation to the night with a lipstick perfume. River flush a fresh farm left over thunder in a circle. Down the pipes. Down the pipes. Does it bag it? Tag it. Oh, sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it. Tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it. Tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. We put a stopper at the bottom of the dump. Picked up a jar of through the top and watched it drop into the water. A little scoop of plaster mix, some coffee grounds and mud, and then she stirred it with a ladle that her grandmother had bought her. With a pot of melted wax, a 4 foot and a hoof. Apple core, worms galore, candles still corrosive. Coconuts and chloroform, some liquor and some cork. Toxic waste of herbal patient was not so good. We would dip a ladle for a taste of her creation, and she knew that what she made would be the finest in the nation. Bag it, tag it, you sell it to the butcher in the store. You bag it, you tag it, you sell it to the butcher in the store. Now bag it, tag it, you sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it. Talk about tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it. Tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it. Tag it. Bag it. Tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it. Tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it. Tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Thank you.
Thank you. A thin veil of clouds keeps the stars out of sight. I can smell the colors outside on my lawn. Moist green organic that my feet tread upon. And the black oleander surrounded by blue. Get so overwhelmed by old factory hues. Take it away, long boy. So overwhelmed by old factory hues, old factory hues, old factory hues. Thank you.
Thank you. the woman that you move.
Thank you. It's time I sling the baskets off this overburdened horse. Stick my toes into the ground and set a different course. 'Cause if I were here and you were there, I'd meet you in between. And not until my dying day confess what I have seen. Obstacles that terrorize my view. If you are there with me, I trust you to lead the way. When you're not, I follow you, always go astray. Morning, spend it in the trees. When lunchtime comes, you've found your voice. It brings me to my knees. Volume just increases, the resounding echoes grow. Till once again I bask in morning stillness. I love so. Target that I shoot for seems to move with every breath. I tighten all my arteries and make one last request. Divine creation hears me and he squashes me with fear. I think that this exact thing happened to me just last year.
brings me to your silent in the morning. You found your voice that brings me to your silent in the morning. You found your voice that brings me to my knees. Your silent in the morning. You found your voice that brings me to your silent in the morning. You found your voice that brings me to your silent in the morning. I could not resist you. Shelter your voice and bring me to you. Smile to you in the morning. Trust me. Found your voice and bring me to you. Smile to you in the morning. Shelter your voice and bring me to you. Smile to you in the morning. Trust me. Found your voice and bring me to you. Thank you.
This is gonna sound good in here. This room was made for vacuum cleaners. How's it look from up top? Is it like the mothership down here? Anastasio on the drums. Mike Gordon on the bass.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I know proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Side. You give me calls for love that just won't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus, ladies and gentlemen.